flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the ratings are in. And no, I'm not talking about the TGL.
Ah, I thought that's what you're doing.
Well, actually, we could talk about the TGL. No, we don't. Going under in 3, 2, and 1.
This won't surprise you at all, but I've been thinking an inadequate amount about that specific product.
Why?
Because the concept is cool and the TV product is not. And I feel like the producer in me wants to, like, see them do more with it.
Ah.
You know?
What is cool about the concept?
Well, I think the idea that you could basically have the best in the world go out and take the exact same shots and, like, trash talk each other. And, like, there's not enough of the competitive aspect, so I would try to juice everything more. Like, make longest drive, like, put a bounty on it. Same with closest to the pin or best approach or longest putt or whatever. Like, what we end up seeing is, like, intros and then just dudes hitting into a golf simulator. It's not fun. It's not, but, like, the idea that you could put any course in any hole with any design and also put, like, prizes out there, that might make it more fun and watchable.
Well, I like your idea of the bounty.
Yeah, bounties on, I mean, they're supposed to have this hammer betting thing or whatever, but it's not really that fun to watch guys be equally competitive or close to it on the same simulator. It just isn't.
Well, and you sent me that clip, the Billy Horschel was doing an interview. TGL, by the way, is Tomorrow Golf League. Tiger Woods, Roy McIlroy, you know, the whole thing. It's flaming out. Look, they play it every Tuesday, and I think they said, what, 600,000 people watched this past weekend, or this past Tuesday?
Which was like a 33% dip from the previous week.
Yeah, I did get a milli the second week.
And that was the Tiger week.
But, and then next week we get Tiger Rory. So it may be back up, or it might go down to like 5 people. It's really not compelling, and I'm with you on that. But, you know, you know, bounty. Like, what if you're playing to lose a finger or something?
Yeah.
I think that's sure. What I'd do.
I mean, what if we had these guys come up with what the stakes were going to be for these bets, and then they were talking about it throughout? I mean, granted, we've been sitting here watching it on mute, so I don't know how much that would actually add. I know these guys have earpieces or whatever, but if you made it so that it were like, it seemed like an actual rivalry among friends who happen to be the best golfers in the world, that would be cool, but it doesn't feel like that.
I hate to say this. I really do. I do. I hate to say this. Are you ready?
It would still not be better.
Are you ready for this commentary? I do. I have to tell you that I hate to say this. But TGL really needs Phil Mickelson. Mm.
Yes.
I hate to say that. But
a gambling savant.
Well, that, and he's just a trash talker.
All the personality.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hate to say this too, but Bryson DeChambeau.
So that's what I saw. I saw that people say you need his energy.
Yeah.
And like, you need that out there.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas? Not so much. Well, you were playing the interview, or you sent me the interview. Horschel said the producers told him to keep it close.
Yeah.
The fix is in.
They basically were like, we're already concerned no one's going to watch this. If it's a blowout, no one's really going to watch it. And that's why I'm like, you have, like, if there's a blowout or someone's winning 4, like, it was 4-0 was the score of the 2-hour event on Tuesday. I'm like, it can't be that way. You've got to put up a bunch of other stuff out there that people are constantly winning or fighting over.
Well, anyway, I was talking about the NFL ratings.
Yeah.
And the college football playoff ratings are in, and they were really good.
playoffs.
Or just the season of college football. The ratings were good. But, you know, I mean, come on. That was an excellent college football season for all its flaws. But in the NFL is panicking. They have a problem on their hands because Bills-Ravens was the most watched game of last weekend. It drew 42 million people. But that is down from 50 million Chiefs-Bills last year, and they're panicked.
Panic in the streets?
How about that? 42 million is a bad number.
So, hold on. Is it only a bad number? I feel like I need more context. Is it only a bad number because last year's was 50?
And yeah.
Is the only reason last year's was 50 because you had this rematch of these teams that everyone wanted to see so much? Like, some of this matters and is unavoidable. There's going to be some games that are bigger draws than others. You're going to get that same matchup this weekend. Is it going to draw more than 50? Is it like,
I bet it does.
And it probably will. But basically I don't know. I guess I get it at the same time because the best matchup is the one that's coming right now. And we got it a weekend earlier.
Yeah. But Bills Ravens was pretty sexy.
Oh yeah.
That
it definitely
was a juicy matchup.
I mean, MVP candidates head to head, a coin flip game. Yeah.
And nobody watched it.
Well, not nobody, just 8 million less than before last year.
It's just crazy to think 42 million and the NFL's like, what's going on? That is unbelievable. Meanwhile, TGL got 600,000 people. 42 million, 600,000. But I thought college football, you know, college football this year, it gained on the NFL. It did. It's still wild to me to think that the best playoffs in U.S. sports is college basketball.
Playoffs?
Isn't that a weird thing to think about?
Well, and that this year we tried to make football the basketball, kind of, and it really didn't work. By just opening up the bracket, adding more teams to a bracket. Like, we're trying to chase that bracketed, win a series of games to win the whole thing format. At least that's what college football was trying this year with 12, and it didn't feel that way.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to be able to duplicate March Madness.
You can't. But that's in part what they're going for.
Well, but what are you... How would college football determine a champion without a playoff? Wait, don't answer that. Some computer formula, maybe the BCS?
Maybe some votes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what they're going for, but they're never going to... I mean, the college football, the best they're going to do with their playoff is be more like the NFL.
Yeah.
But it's just weird that no one really cares about... I mean, college basketball is super regional, but it has the best playoffs of any sport, pro or college, in the United States.
Year in and year out.
It's really unbelievable. And it's because of the brackets. It pulls in the WAGs, the wives and girlfriends. It's unbelievable. No other sport does that. Although the NFL kind of does.
The NFL kind of does.
With the Super Bowl. But not to the level of everyone fills out a bracket. Little kids fill out a bracket. Babies fill out a bracket. Dogs. Cats. Cows.
I love cows.
And the college basketball format gets points for the sheer volume of action over 4 days.
Yeah.
It basically makes it so that it creates a guarantee of at least a few big upsets, right?
Because of the volume.
Right,
yeah.
So college football expands its playoff. We didn't get
the
one
first
upset.
Weekend. We still got four games, and the next weekend we still got four games. It's not 30 over
right.
2 days.
But we didn't get one upset over the whole tournament.
No,
not one. Oh no, we did. We talked about it yesterday. Notre Dame beat Georgia.
Yeah,
but that wasn't a huge upset. But in college basketball, you get all these unique matchups. It's David versus Goliath, and it's just sheer volume of excitement. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a couple days. It's unbelievable. It's the number one. It's the number one American postseason. Now, if you say NFL is two, I wouldn't argue with you. Is college football three now?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it baseball for you? Are you a hockey is, you know, hockey gets points.
Hockey
for,
rules. Hockey play, playoff and hockey is awesome.
I'm not a huge hockey guy.
For a couple reasons, the sudden death overtime that you always get, whether or not that's like sitting through that is your cup of tea, the pins and needles, edge of your seat element of that, plus the fact that teams being down 2-0 or 3-1, like they have teams come back on them. Not all the time, but at a way higher clip than you see in baseball and basketball. So truly no series is over, which is really nice. I feel like sometimes we get to the NBA or even Major League Baseball, and you're like, oh, well, this team's up 2-0. Like, what am I even going to do watching the next couple games?
I think that hockey should get points. I don't love – I'm going to be biased. I'm going to say baseball is better than hockey. I don't know if that's right, but it is to me. Okay? And I'm the host, so suck it.
Yeah, that's right.
But with hockey, I would acknowledge a couple of things. One – the reverence of the postseason. You all hockey bros talk about the postseason like it's just a whole nother level. Like the elevated intensity over the regular season.
Elevated intensity. It's freaking awesome.
And most sports are, but hockey, it's another level.
Yeah, dudes gutting it out, playing through broken feet and all sorts of things.
And the other thing that hockey gets credit for is the actual prize.
The trophy.
Trophy matters.
Yeah.
And that's not true of any other sport. So I'll
give you the Masters. I think the green jacket's really darn cool.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But that's not really a
postseason.
It's
not a team sport. It's not a form. Yeah.
So if I'm ranking the American sports postseason formats, I'm going college basketball 1, NFL 2. NFL's hard to beat. You got the home atmosphere, sometimes weather.
NFL's really good.
You've got... it's just the one-and-done urgency, which is akin to college basketball.
And it's week after... like, one of the flaws in the college thing this year was everything was too spaced out.
Oh my God,
it should have
yes.
just been every week. Just keep going.
Yes.
But it was like 10 days and then another 10 days.
See, college football, that's why I'm asking if college football is third on the list now. For me, baseball would have been third before they changed the college football format. But I think if college football, if they can get going a little earlier and finish earlier, like you're saying, fix the easy sort of seating imbalances, if they can do that, I think college football is third now.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then I'd go baseball. Very intense. It gets points for unpredictability because there's so few games compared to the regular season that you can get hot and roll through, unlike the NBA. And then I'll go NHL and NBA's last. Does anybody like the NBA format? Now, I guess no. I can say one good thing about the NBA format is that it is a true champion. I mean, come on. You can't.
It is, but there are too many times between games. The first round series probably should not be 7 games. That's too much.
Way too much. I think
their postseason takes way too long. It's a 2+ month.
Well, so
postseason.
Does their regular season.
Yes.
I think they should go 3 game series in the first round, 5 in the second, and then 7 from there out.
And you know what? Because going 3 in the first round, for a second I was going to say 3 is way too short, but it provides an urgency for the team that's. It provides a chance for the low team, and it provides urgency for the team that's better. So I like that.
And for the love of God, we don't need a play-in tournament.
We did not at any point need to include the 9, 10, 11, and 12 teams or whatever the heck we do.
We don't need a play-in.
7 through 10, yeah, whatever.
We don't need that.
No.
So that's my ranking.
Just like we didn't need the play-in, I will argue the play-in has screwed up the college thing. I hate the whole Tuesday in Dayton first 4. Now we have to call the first round, the second round. You know what I'm talking
no,
about?
No, they changed that, though. They're still.
But there's still, it just messes with the symmetry of the bracket. Just 64 is fine. We don't need 68.
I'm going to go ahead and agree.
Good.
I had to think about it. I don't mind. It's one of those where it's like, whatever. You can watch. We always watch. It's always on in here because we're always on the air. And it doesn't really matter because once they're done, the bracket's now 64 and you just fill it out anyway. But, you know, a couple extra games. Yeah, why not? More sports. Whereas the NBA play-in, like those teams, well, I don't know. There's no difference between the play-in and college and pro, is there? I guess it just means more to the college teams.
Yeah.
It means more.
Yeah, like, hey, we got a seat at the table now. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think it just means more to make the tournament when you're a college team. The NBA teams at 11, they're thinking about golf and beach time. Come on, man.
And the other thing, I mean, part of it too is that for a lot of these sports, you have questions about whether all the teams that are making the playoff could actually win the whole thing. And I think one of the big problems with the NBA is you probably only look at maybe six teams that could win it all, and you're sending 14 to the playoffs, 18 if you include the extra teams for the play-in tournament or whatever.
You are being generous at six.
Maybe. I mean, it might be four.
It's usually two.
Yeah, and it's gotten a little bit better.
It's gotten a little bit better lately.
The East is more open. But actually, both the West and the East are more open.
But it wouldn't be two if you played a college basketball-type format, which is why we love the college basketball format. One and done, baby. I mean, of course, you're never going to do that in the NBA, but think about how cool a one-and-done college basketball bracket would be for the NBA. Think about that. One game. Yeah, Celtics, they're favored.
Or
but
even, what if you even just did like a double elimination tournament where like, oh my God, the Thunder lost their first game. They're in the loser's bracket. They got to fight their way out. Like, yeah. That would be cool.
Let's get on it, Adam Silver. Maybe this new rival NBA league will be on that. Did you see that?
LeBron's guy.
Yeah, LeBron's guy.
Inventing the rival for LeBron's league.
Tell you what, I don't know if the NBA needs a rival. Well, I think the NBA does need a rival. It would never work, most likely, but
the problem is, how are you going to make a product that's better than the one in the NBA that isn't that good in the first place?
Wait, what? How are you going to make a product?
To make a product that's going to rival it, you've got to be as good or better,
well,
right?
It's not a good product that they're rivaling. I think they're ripe to be picked. It's just,
but you need the best players are still in the NBA, and even if their product is okay, like I don't see who's going to watch something that the best players aren't in.
Yeah, it's got to be like a live thing where you pluck some of the best players.
Yeah, and then both leagues will suck.
It would be kind of interesting to see the NBA get really challenged. Maybe it would help it get better. It's got a lot of problems, that league.
Competition's good, usually.
That's right. All right, we got to move on to in the news. We have the annual list of custom license plate rejections in Oregon, and there is a fan personality on that list.
Really?
Yes.
Not one A badge for you?
Denied. No. No badge plates. We'll get to that coming up next on in the news, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.